Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors have the expertise to find exactly what you need and the ethics to do the right thing, even when it's the harder thing. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Now, as far as Buck is concerned, Buck's been great. I think we all admit that. But has he been everything you dreamt about when you were wishing America a very merry Buckmas? Has this been all of your fantasy, Sal?
Honestly, I think it's even more. you forget how much fun it is to watch an actual freaking manager manage. And it's not just any manager. He runs circles around these clowns, the umpires, the opponents. It is refreshing. You feel the order and structure within that dugout, within the organization. I guarantee he's bossing Epler around. And I know Sandy Alderson doesn't like that. So I love having that guy. That's to me how baseball should be, where the manager is the lead dog. Not that he's dismissing the analytics and the information. He takes all of it. So I think, honestly, he's been even better than I thought. And there's no way, you know, the old adage, oh, a manager's five games better, or it's a difference of five games, a better manager. Bull crap. When you factor in Buck Showalter versus Louis Rojas, you think that that's a five-game difference? No way. So it's – and no, you're going from Callaway and Rojas to Buck, it's been better than I thought.
You're right about something. Like, I've always been a believer that the manager is overrated, that – it's all about the players, and locker room chemistry is overrated. And everything you said that you disagree with, I have said over the years, and I own it and I stand by it, but this is different. I do agree with you. And I think that maybe it's watching the extremes of a bad manager in Luis Rojas. And I thought what Luis was really bad at, that Buck is really, really good at, that I know we can't measure, is the way he runs the locker room. I mean, right. Luis Rojas had no freaking idea what the hell was going on half the time. And I don't have that concern with Buck Showalter. So there's no way to measure this. I can't tell you how many game difference it would be because it's impossible when you're talking about like running a room. But I do get the sense that Buck Showalter is just a better people person. Like, I think he talks to Francisco Lindor, stuff he'll never tell us about. And I think their conversations help him. I think Buck Showalter is probably talking to him, probably in spring training, about New York and handling New York and the pressures in New York. So
correct.
He's great at that, I admit.
But the experience, I mean, we've gotten to a point in sports where experience doesn't matter when hiring a head coach, when hiring a manager, whatever it may be. It should. Buck Showalter's using his experience, not just in New York, but years and years of experience managing at the big leagues. There's a reason he's so great at what he does, because he's done it before. Now, obviously, he's done it well, and he knows the game, and he loves it and all this stuff. You know, you have to be good, too, not just experience, but experience is such a big part of it. And maybe it does make it better, or the difference seems more significant because we were watching Mickey Callaway and Rojas.
Yes.
But still, Buck gets the best.
I think there are some good managers in baseball. Alex Cora is a really good manager in baseball. So I think if we were just watching Alex Cora for 5 years and then went to Buck Showalter. Our view on it would be different. We were watching Luis Rojas, who had no idea about the rat raccoon controversy or the fact that Met players are going thumbs down. And that's where I do think managers make a bigger difference. I think the day-to-day, you know, when are you pinch hitting for this guy? When are you taking this guy out? It's subjective. Like, we're all going to argue and complain about different things. I think for the most part, Buck's done a great job. I find myself complaining a lot less about decisions than in the past. The one, and I don't know if this is a knock, but you can't deny this, Sal. He does lie to us frequently. I don't know if you've picked up on that.
Yeah, and I don't generally care about that.
Okay,
I
mean, that's fine.
But yeah, I mean, even the way that he, I don't know, wouldn't even say he dances around questions. He flat out ignores questions and comes up with some kind of answer that he wants to answer it with, as opposed to whatever the writer or the, you know, whoever's asking the question is asking him. So it could be a little annoying, and maybe more so if they weren't winning. However, I don't care. I love that he keeps the clubhouse in order. I love that I don't even have to think about it or worry about it. I know that the Mets have an advantage every time they take the field with Buck doing everything, you know, like you said, outside of the subjective moves, doing everything the right way, knowing the rules, knowing this, knowing that, not making mistakes that would beat the team. They don't beat themselves. So I love watching Buck Showalter manage. And the team plays a brand of baseball that is also fun. They play baseball. It's not Buck ball. It's not small ball. They play baseball, which is refreshing in today's day and age.
Well, a lot of what they're doing, which is great, I don't even know if it necessarily involves Buck Showalter. Like, the way this team is built, they're not a power team. They've got one slugger in Pete Alonso, like we talked about earlier. And two, the Eric Chavez hire is looking so freaking brilliant, because I think his approach with hitters of, you don't want to have too much information, I want you to have good at-bats, we're not just focusing on launch angle and hitting the ball as high and far as you could go. Like, I don't know how much time you ever spent on Baseball Savant, but I've looked around it, and I find it interesting. Some of the numbers that they have. And Jeff McNeil breaks Baseball Savant, because Jeff McNeil's hard hit rate is not that high. His exit velocity is not that high. And it's like, what's happening? Is he hitting into luck? No! Jeff McNeil's good enough to know they're not playing there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm going to hit the ball there. And if it's 65 miles an hour, who gives a crap? I'm getting a base hit. And I think they've got a lot of guys like that. They've got guys who could put together great at-bats and guys who, you know, the old Willie Keeler adage, hit the ball where they ain't. And I think a lot of that is the way they're built, and then B, the philosophy of Eric Chavez. Now, look, he's on Buck's staff, so sure, I get Buck credit for it. But I think that's a part of the quote-unquote Buck ball that we're getting. This team is built differently, and I think we like it as old school fans. They're not relying on home runs, and they're not striking out a million times. Dude, they have more sacrifice flies this year than they had all of last year.
Which is something that I love. They just tack on. Okay, take a run here, two runs there. Before you know it, it adds up to six runs in a ball game just by playing the game the right way. A guy like Mark Canna putting the ball in play, giving you quality at bats, those comebacks, you know, making other teams make mistakes. It's refreshing to see them do that. And you're right. You know, the approach under Alderson, and I used to love Alderson, but clearly something was off there, because even when he had talent on his team, they never were good offensively or as good as they should have been. And it's because of that dumb approach where they're trying to get guys to think too much or take too many pitches. Chavez somehow was able to translate the analytics to the current player. And it's worked brilliantly. You don't need to have powerhouse. It reminds me of the Royals in 2015. I mean, that's
I've said the same thing. I agree with you. And that's a team I want to be like, because, look, it's not completely the same. Obviously, the Mets have better starting pitching. The Royals had a better bullpen. But from a lineup perspective, I completely agree with you. And that's why, if you can add one more big bat to go along with all of what we described, now you're talking about an elite-level offense. Even though they're scoring five runs a game, and they've done fine offensively, the numbers are all solid, it still feels like they're missing that one thing that could really put them over the top.
Especially when you talk about, you know, look, postseason's different. It's not going to be as easy to get guys on and string hits together in the postseason the way that the Mets have been able to do it you know, it's, you need at least another threat of a guy who could change the game with one swing of the bat. You're talking about going up against the Dodgers or the Giants or, you know, the Yankees in the World Series potentially. They need one more bat. They have balance, which is good. If they could have one more power bat, I think they'd have a really nice balance in that line.
So a few weeks ago, Craig gave me crap for saying that I don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series. I want to get to the World Series, and I'd rather play the Minnesota Twins. This may not surprise you. Joe Beningo completely agrees with me. We had this discussion a few weeks ago as well. I know that Pete Hoffman's been taking flack from his hosts on the Midday Show, saying, you wuss Met fans don't want to play us. It's not about being a wuss. Well, maybe it is a little bit. There are a few reasons, one of which I want all the attention on us. I don't want to share it with the Yankees. Look, you do 5 hours every night. You do a great job, and it's a challenge I've run into for 17 years. You want to be fair. Now, you do a terrible job being fair about the Nets, but that's different. That's okay. Like, we can live with that. There's only 35 fans. It's not a big deal, okay? I don't want to share the World Series with the New York Yankees. Do you want that? Like, are you looking at saying, yeah, bring those bastards on? Like, do you want, if we're lucky enough to be in the World Series, to face those guys?
No, and it has nothing to do with worrying about losing to the Yankees. I couldn't care less. I mean, obviously, I could. It would be annoying, sure, but it's,
you care. You don't want to lose to them.
No, but I wouldn't want to lose to anybody. But it's already happened. I lived it. I was there. I felt the pain in the prime of my fandom. So it's not that. What I said in 2000, I think, still applies now. And I say this on the show regularly because it's come up so often here this year. It's from both sides. First of all, the Yankee fan who wants to play the Mets is just stupid. All they have to do, there's nothing good that could come from that. You're A, sharing the spotlight, and B, risking losing to the Mets. You can't do that. You already beat the Mets. That's it. It's over. The one thing that may be able to have Mets fans have an edge on the Yankees is to beat them in the World Series. So the Yankee fan that wants that is stupid. But from either the Mets or the Yankees, and obviously we're Mets fans, so I give the Mets perspective, I hated it in 2000 that the Mets, for the first time as an adult that made the World Series, shared the spotlight with the Yankees. It wasn't about the Mets in the World Series. It was about the Subway Series. That's what I don't want. So why would a Mets fan want, hey, they get to the World Series, it's about the Yankees and the Subway Series as opposed to Mets Blue Jays and it's a World Series? And you could say the same thing for the Yankees, first time back since 2009. It's not going to be about the Yankees. It's going to be about the Mets Subway Series, both teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.